are fortunate here on the Good Day program to have your company. Conversationally, we're fortunate to have Jennifer Horn and Rich McFadden and our friend Phil Lempert, who is the supermarket guru, why certain foods can be addictive. We'll talk about that with Phil. Check out his website, supermarketguru.com. Meanwhile, Mother's Day is just around the corner. Mm-hmm. Mother's Day.
Mother's Day.
Mother's Day.
Mother's Day.
We all love our Mother's Day. Mothers and the connection that they have to you. More for boys and their moms, girls and their dads. You know how that works. But no matter what, your mom, let's face it, my father used to go into great detail when I was not getting along with my mother. He would say, she's your own flesh and blood.
That's right.
And how is it that not, you know, that you're not your father's flesh and blood, but it's a different sort of a thing.
No one can comfort you like your mom.
No. Well, she's had the experience of carrying you in her womb for 9 months. So is that the reason you want to say thanks to her on Mother's Day? Nah, that's not a bad reason. For sure, Mother's Day and the need, you feel the connection. You want to express that in some nice, sweet way. So this week only, the folks at ProFlowers.com have arranged to send to your mom 100 blooms, beautiful flowers, plus a free glass vase. The price tag, $19.99, plus shipping. That's it. It's pretty simple. Unless, of course, you want to make it a little bit better. And if you do, the blooms will be sent with an upgraded pink vase and chocolates for $10 more, so $29.99. And you have the blooms guaranteed to stay fresh for a full week. Once your mom, you'll have them delivered maybe the day before Mother's Day. That'd be kind of cool. If you've been thinking about trying Pro Flowers, now is your moment. This is the bouquet to try. Looking for something very neat, big, and inexpensive. Go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the microphone in the right-hand top corner of the page. Type in Doug, D-O-U-G, or call them. 800-PRO-FLOWERS. P-R-O-F-L-O-W. Actually, get you there. Mention Doug, $19.99 for 100 blooms of love. For an extra $10, you get a wonderful, better, much better vase and the chocolates, all that cool stuff. Good only until midnight Friday. Do not miss this opportunity. 800-PRO-FLOWERS, mention Doug, or go online to proflowers.com. Use the code Doug in the microphone, top right-hand corner of the page.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with ProGene Daily Complex. ProGene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's ProGene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, in today's economy, getting tied up in a long-term contract can really be a trap.
Once you sign, you're on the line, brother.
Not at Rent-A-Center. You can rent to own without a long-term commitment. And if you need to, you can stop and start back up whenever you want.
So you'll never feel trapped.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on your choice of an Ashley sofa and love seat or bedroom from Standard, plus an HDTV. No credit needed. No long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rent-a-center.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Joe, technician from SafeLight Auto Glass.
My last customer was a busy mom with lots to do until she noticed a big crack in her windshield. She didn't want to drive with her baby in that car, so she scheduled online at SafeLight.com. No one makes replacing the windshield easier. Plus, she loved how SafeLight emails a photo of the technician, so she knew who was coming to her house and how soon.
Call 1-800-800-2727 or go to SafeLight.com.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Jason from Buffalo writes, I have a habit of hitting snooze and not being able to get up again. Any suggestions?
You know, if you get Geico to help with your renter's insurance, it's quite easy, really. You'll know you're protecting your stuff for as little as $12 a month, which I suspect will make you sleep much sounder. Then you'll just pop out of bed rested, ready to start your day.
What he's saying is, a renter's policy is basically insurance for your snooze button.
Plus most everything else you own.
Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Amdro Airblock presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Ant Block creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Ant Block and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Because neither rain, nor snow, nor dust and dirt, nor smudges, or even the toughest scratches, nor the glare of oncoming traffic can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. Crizal lenses. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Coming up on 13 past the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program, as I said, more than once, twice, three times, Phil and I have developed this great relationship, or at least I think it's a great relationship. Phil, you want to comment on our relationship?
Sure. I enjoyed yesterday you dressing up as an Easter bunny.
I was wonderful, and I came hopping along. I was actually Farmer Doug yesterday, as most people except the feeders and the milkers had the day off on the farm. So I became I wasn't the feed. I was the manure man yesterday. It was very nice. People out in their front yards playing croquet and ball and stuff, just coming out into springtime. And I'm driving by my tractor making lots of noise and the manure wagon having lots of smells. It's great. Perfect way to spend.
Sorry, yeah. I missed that.
I'm
sure that Rich and Jennifer feel the same.
Yes, I'm sure.
Yeah,
they
I'm sure absolutely. You were excited.
I was the same as I was, Emrich, flying down the street on the tractor. One of the things that yesterday happened, I found this very interesting, Phil. The dairy store on the farm was open. And a lot of people came in for their ice cream, and we sold eggnog and that sort of thing. We also sold 40 dozen eggs, which is the most eggs we have ever sold in one day. We sold out of eggs. Mm-hmm. And we don't really open until, I think it's 11 o'clock on Sunday. And the people came in the first couple of hours, and I thought to myself, is it really possible that people could still be fiddling around with eggs in the middle of the day on Easter? Apparently.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
There's no question that people don't prepare
for their meals or their holiday events the way they used to. I mean, you'll still see people for Thanksgiving shopping the day before and then surprised when certain products are off the shelf.
Yeah. Well, I was very surprised. And, of course, I was happy because of our relationship with the egg board and the folks who are responsible for it. There are egg farmers, all kinds and sizes and shapes, big ones and small ones, organic ones, natural ones, the regular.
The farmers or the eggs?
Maybe a little of both. Eggs are
okay.
Well, I think that we were talking about as a run-up to Easter. One of the things about eggs, you got to make sure that when you use them for decorative purposes, you cook them first, and then after that, people take off, they just crack them and get the. Why wouldn't you? My mother used to say to me when I was a kid, "Oh, you can't eat those eggs after we'd colored them," and I of course proved her wrong, not while she was looking, but I'd crack the eggs and get the. Why are you laughing?
You're a rebel. That's so cute.
I started when I was a little kid, 4 or 5 years old. Mother said, nope, you can't eat those eggs because I wanted to have the eggs.
I love eating eggs after they've been dyed because then they're a little bit of purple. You know, sometimes some of the color.
Well, but it doesn't go through. Does it? Does it go through the egg? Does it go through the what you call it?
Well, you know, years ago, they used different kinds of dyes than they do today.
Yeah.
So today, I would say, you know, you're 100% safe.
Right.
You don't have to worry. But it depends on what some of those concoctions were that they were using years ago to dye the eggs.
Right. I suppose maybe in my time there was, and at that time, not that my time isn't this time, but it just, yeah, okay. Got it.
Because, you know, it could be that you were in a rush.
Yeah.
You were a very busy, you know, 7-year-old, and you take a can of spray paint.
Yeah.
Or 11-year-old can spray paint, just spray paint them because you didn't want to have to color them very slowly and things like that.
It's very funny. I was in, a friend of mine runs a truck garage in the next town, and I was there on Saturday afternoon, and he and his wife and the children were in there, everybody else had gone home. And so his son went into the front part of the shop, which is a store. They have lots of truck supplies, and they have these acrylic spray cans of paint that you use to, you know, patch up stuff, the enamel of the truck or whatever. And he said, "Dad, can I use this? I want to paint my eggs with this."
See?
And, yeah, so that's
I don't make this stuff up.
No, you don't. It's perfect. Very good. All right, so anyway.
None of that stuff would leach through the shell?
Well, that was it. I think that
was. Of course it would.
Yeah.
Because keep in mind, eggshells are porous.
Yeah,
the interesting
right.
thing about an egg is it's nature's most perfect package.
Mm-hmm.
Because, again, keep in mind, if you take equal pressure on an egg, you can never break it.
Yep. Yeah,
and then, you know, it's porous to allow the embryo to breathe, if you would,
mm-hmm.
a little chick inside, but yet can protect it.
Yeah.
So.
Very sweet.
It's a fascinating
Mother
package,
Nature did a very nice job on the egg, and the shell, again, is porous, so you make sure that if you do want to eat the egg, you don't use dyes or whatever colors that you can.
Yeah, edible dyes.
That are eatable.
If they're Chinese
eatable.
Silver eggs, you probably want to keep away from it.
Okay. Now, the advent of this outfit, allmenus.com, something that Phil and I learned about over the weekend, I thought this is pretty interesting. This guy is an aggregator of information on local restaurants. He's got national chains and stuff. You can actually go online to allmenus.com and order a meal either to pick it up or to go to the restaurant and eat it. And I acted like this is the first time anything like this ever existed, and you tried to gently tell me, no, that wasn't the case.
Correct. In fact, even allmenus.com started 14 years ago. But certainly as more of us are getting tech savvy, whether it's on a handheld device or an iPad or on our computer, we love ordering online. We love, you know, the same reason that we use self-checkout
yeah.
in a supermarket to avoid the cashier. You know, if we can avoid the waiter, that's a good thing, too, because that way we could put all our information and order tip and go right into the kitchen, and we know that our foods are going to be made properly.
Yeah.
But the brilliance of it, as you talk about, Doug, is not only from the consumer side, but from the business side of it, because these guys take a cut of everything that you order.
Yep. Yeah, it's very smart. Very smart. So it's good for you to know. It doesn't cost you anymore. So it's good to know that those sorts of things exist. You want to check it out. Rich, you ever use anything like allmenus.com?
I've ordered groceries like a Peapod or something like that, but not the restaurant stuff.
Yeah. But Jennifer, you ever use them?
No.
So now there's an idea. All right, before we run ourselves out of time, Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru, every week has his hits and misses. What do you think the best food buy is? Tough because everything's going up because of the cost of petroleum. What do you think the best food buy is in the supermarket? What should people be looking for this week, Phil?
Well, right now, beef or pork hasn't gone up as much as the wholesale price has. Retailers are still, you know, very fearful about taking that price increase.
Yep.
So I would expect in the next 2 months at most, you're going to see beef and pork go through the roof.
Yeah.
So now's the time to buy it and to freeze it.
All right. So buy beef and freeze it. Buy pork. I suppose that would go for anything, right? Ham, pieces of pork, mm-hmm. you know, anything. Lamb, would you say?
No, lamb hasn't gone up.
It hasn't gone up. So, all right. And what about chicken and fish?
Poultry has gone up, but not as much. The huge increases that we're going to see are really beef and pork coming down.
Yeah. All right. So there you go, folks. What do people need to be looking for this week? A beef, meat, that sort of thing. Freeze it. And then you'll save yourself the pain when you're looking for something this summer to grill on the barbecue. You don't have to pay $5 a pound for garbage. Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru on Good Day.
Don't you just laugh every time the news plays another story about a foreclosure bank or attorney under investigation, bankrupted, or being sued? Zero Debt has a program that stops foreclosure, guaranteed for at least 2 years without payments or attorneys. In fact, we show our members how to get the banks to pay their taxes and insurance while they stonewall the bank's collection process. We show you how it's possible to quiet the title in your name by using the bank's very own foreclosure process. Loan modification is a joke. The banks use that to take your money with nothing in return and keeping you in default. You've heard our ad before. We are not investigating. investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Get free help now from ZeroDebtGuarantee.com or call to talk with others who have already used our system. We'll show you how to save tens of thousands of dollars by using the foreclosure process to your advantage and save your home. Call 800-477-9256, 800-477-9256, or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com, guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyd.com. Ask about our new bull repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed or your money back.
Okay, so the reason that we have this in our musical focus here, it's 24 after the hour, Doug Steffens Good Day program. If we were to, I don't know that I did this as intelligently as I might have, Richie, but the real focus was on the Bee Gees anyway. This is the number one songs from this week in the late 70s, 1978, the year in focus. So if I'd have been smart, I'd have had you have Samantha Sang and Barry Manifold and Eric Clapton. But the thing that I really wanted to highlight was how the Bee Gees were number one and number two during this week in 78. This song, Stayin' Alive, from the soundtrack of Night Fever, was eclipsed on the charts by another song from Night Fever. And that would be
Night Fever.
Ah, my God, what a wonderful... This album, by the way, eclipsed... I'm using that word twice because I think it's important. I think I stole that from Chucker. Doesn't Chucker use eclipsed all
he
the
does,
time?
Yes.
Anyway. So, this album from the Robert Stigwood Organization, he was sort of to the 70s what Phil Spector was to the 60s in terms of musical production.
He figured
these guys out.
You can argue or not, Richie,
but that's the way I look at it.
Maybe not as big, but I would say so.
Yeah, this was the biggest album, by the way. After the Beatles were done in the late 60s, Beatles as a group were done.
Right.
The Bee Gees came along, and this album then sold more copies than any other album that had ever been produced at that time. And if you saw the movie or you understand... Right. The music that was attached to it, you can understand.
Which launched the disco movement.
Yep.
But
the disco movement was in by the 78.
Yeah, but
this
really just catapulted it. Mm. Stigwood was really only attached to this album was his main thing.
All the Bee Gees music.
Yeah.
Anything the Bee Gees did was a Stigwood thing. But listen to this. How can you not love this?
I know. I'm dancing in my chair.
I'll remind you of the conversation I had with a couple of my buddies a couple of years ago at Jazz Fest. I was like, isn't it funny how when you're in your 40s, you can admit to liking music that you shouldn't have 20 years ago? And they're like what? I said, like the Bee Gees. And they said, no, you can't.
Yeah. Yes, you can. They're all right with us with you when you do that.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's a little musical remembrance, a little musical trivia, musical hoo-ha, if you will. The Peter Greenberg visit today focuses on the performing arts companies that are so expensive to go visit. A lot of people go to New York, for example, and they want to go see all of the things. I will tell you, last week going to see the Jersey Boys, it cost me $490.
Ooh, booyah.
Wow.
For two seats that were good seats, because I have long decided, long ago, I don't like to sit in the front. When you are, if you're at a musical or something like this, you don't get all of the sound. And plus, it's so damn loud.
Yeah.
When you're up on top of it, it just is, it's lousy. And people are like, oh, I'll sit right up front.
Roberta's
paid $400 a
piece. Why in the world did you
pay? Rather sit in the middle.
Yeah. Hmm. That's what I did.
But Roberta goes to these things for like $20 a piece, and
right.
She's going to kill you for paying
$490. No, but because I wanted to go to this particular show, I didn't want to leave it to the last minute to try to figure out whether I was going to get in or I wasn't going
right,
to get in.
Right, because a lot of the stuff you have to do last minute.
Right, and I hadn't, yeah.
I gotcha.
But in general, you're right. If you're in New York, New Yorkers love to go on the afternoon of the show and pay $20. You're right. 28 past the hour. More on that from Peter Greenberg now.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. If you think performing art companies are prohibitively expensive, you might want to think again. Sure, Lincoln Center in New York City is home to some of the most well-respected and expensive cultural performances. We're talking upwards of hundreds of dollars for the New York Philharmonic and the Metropolitan Opera. But every Thursday night, the David Rubenstein Atrium at Lincoln Center features free performances. In the Park with Civic is a partnership between the Chicago Park District and the Chicago Symphony Orchestra, with free educational and interactive performances between February and May. Ballet Arizona annually presents Ballet Under the Stars, where the public is invited to watch productions complete with full staging, lighting, and costumes. It's entirely free. And Miami's New World Symphony has a new home designed by Frank Gehry. It includes a 7,000-square-foot outdoor screen, so you can actually sit in the park, you watch the live concerts, and it's broadcast through outdoor speakers. Even high-end experiences aren't necessarily out of reach. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
I must have hit a mogul straight on. Every time I went over, my leg broke. Even though it was New Year's Day, MedJet Assist was able to take care of everything.
That's what one MedJet member said. Who will help you if a medical emergency interrupts your next trip? As a MedJet member, if you're hospitalized more than 150 miles from home, MedJet will arrange medical transfer to the hospital of your choice. If you travel, you need MedJet. Enroll today at MedJetOffer.com. And receive a free passport holder with the purchase of an annual membership. That's MedJetOffer.com.
You never know what's out there when traveling. That's why Travel Guard offers travel insurance plans for the unexpected, trip cancellation and interruption, emergency medical and health expenses, lost or stolen baggage. With a Travel Guard plan, you'll be covered from the time you book your trip to the moment you arrive home. Talk to your travel agent or visit TravelGuard.com today.
Underwritten by National Union Fire Insurance Company, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, headquartered in New York, New York. Refer to actual policy for scope and limitations of coverage. May not.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Do you have a low or malfunctioning thyroid gland? Did you know that fluoride from toothpaste or water can damage your thyroid? Did you know that your thyroid controls your intelligence, mood, metabolism, energy, and body heat levels? You can support a return to normal thyroid function by stopping your exposure to the toxic elements fluoride, chlorine, bromide, and mercury, and by detoxifying the same. The body's number one detoxifier of these elements is glutathione. Unheated whey protein from grass-fed cows is the number one superfood for raising glutathione. One World Whey is the first ever truly cold-processed whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is undenatured and has the highest bioactivity of any whey protein on the market. The health benefits are real, and the taste is amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Time for a 2020 news quiz. Some of you who were around with us earlier today were, I guess, the recipients, the benefactors, if you will, of my sister's. She was all about this weekend teaching me how to teach, reinvigorating me when it comes to the process. Why is it that there are so many people who just think that the only place you'll learn is school? You're learning every day. Of course it's not true.
I learn way more here than I ever learned in school.
Right.
I know.
Exactly. It's obvious.
We learned about that guy's motor speedway today.
That's right. Right. Yeah, exactly. All right. So here's something new.
Mm-hmm.
In addition to all of the other things that you have learned today on the Doug Stephan Good Day program, there is a discovery. Hundreds of new islands have been discovered around the world. You hear the story?
Really?
Over the
weekend? No. Uh-uh.
Hundreds of new islands have been discovered. As a matter of fact, it may be, this is research done at Duke University down in Raleigh, where Dr. Ken went. The researchers have identified a total of 2,149 barrier islands around the world. They're using the satellite imagery, topographical maps and all that sort of thing. We've talked a lot about navigational charts and so forth today. So what is the number? And this is readily available. This was the startling number. The headlines all screaming how many new islands discovered around the world. What's that number? 800-510-8255. 2020 News Quiz. Got 5 minutes till 20 before the hour. Figure it out. Call us. This is from our amazing planet, the planet Earth.
So,
as this many more barrier islands than was previously thought.
So these are just little micro islands.
These are
that nobody
chains.
Ever really.
Here's what they are, Richie. They're chains of long, low, narrow offshore islands. They're sandbars. They are often parallel to the coast of a bigger island or a big body of land, and so they are. Over time, they are, as we have been talking with the situation in Japan, how movable that object is. Funny, by the way, how many people think, or how many people are trying to get you to think, the environmentalists are trying to tell you that because of our sucking natural gas out of the subsurface for use in powering, you know, the fuel plants and powering buses and whatever else natural gas is doing, that the taking out of oil and gas is what's causing the undercurrent, the underpinnings to change, which is unbelievably foolish. The planet moves, changes. Study it. You understand how everything on the surface of the planet has been changing since the planet was formed 5 billion or more years ago.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, anyway, and this, by the way, the evolution of these new islands is part of that. The islands come and the islands go. They're up and they're down. So this thing measured how many of them there were and how much they're about 13,000 miles in length if you put them all together. And they're found along all the continents except for Antarctica, all oceans, and along the shoreline and that kind of stuff. All right, so what's the number? 800-510-8255. Do a little quick research. How many new islands have been discovered as a result of this survey and the study being done at Duke University? The fellow who led the team, Dr. Oren Pilkey, said, quote, "We found that everywhere there's a flat piece of land next to the coast, a reasonable supply of sand, enough waves to move sand and sediment about, and the sea level changes have caused these things at times to be overlooked and other times to be present." And some of them
have life.
Yeah,
but it changes all the time.
Of course it does. Yeah. Right, yeah, it does. That's the way the Earth changes in the blink of an eye, as
it
were, in terms of history. 800-510-8255. How many new barrier or more barrier islands are a part of the study, brand new islands around the world, like the one Uri found up in
Scotland,
the North Sea or something, right?
Yeah, it's off of Scotland.
Yeah. And that's an example of one of these. It's just molten rock that came, the boom, out of the surface of the water it comes. And
except that Uri's has buried treasure on it from the Mary Magdalene.
Yeah.
And
is that really true?
I don't know.
He has buried treasure.
Well, he's got Jennifer on board.
That's what they.
That's why he bought it.
That's why he bought it. That's why he
bought
it.
It's a tourist trap. He'll use it as a tourist thing. It's very, you know, that stuff's great. All right, anyway, 800-510-8255. Now, another thing that occurred this weekend that sort of highlights the time of the year and also, honestly, the changes that you feel or sense. Not that they're changes that are Earth, that destroy the Earth, but they are changes that happen as a result of changes on the Earth. If you're thinking you're imagining there are more tornadoes, you are not. There are more tornadoes. There have been.
Than what?
Over the. Then
more
have been experienced the last 100-150 years since weather has been studied. That is not to say there haven't been periods of time, and there have been over these billions of years, that the Earth was practically inundated by tornadic activity. It's just when it lands at the airport in St. Louis that it's a little bit of a problem.
Mm-hmm.
If you saw the pictures on Saturday morning of the trucks from the garage at the airport sitting on top of the terminal, you understood.
It did.
How crazy this thing went through there so fast. I mean, I have been at that airport literally hundreds of times. Matter of fact, I drove by there last week on my way home from the West Coast. And it's a very traditional. It was built by TWA in the TWA heyday. So it has those sort of older looking terminals, the big they're dome-like structures. And so it didn't destroy any of the terminals. But there are people that were sitting in planes. This thing came through so fast. I was looking at the pictures afterwards. There were about four or five, because now that TWA's gone, an American took them over and basically ruined the airline. I mean, basically ruined the airport. There were, at the terminals, though, four or five 757s, American 757s. People inside of them, tornadoes blowing through, the people, they're still in the plane. And one plane got picked up and moved 25 feet. You know, how'd you like to be sitting in a plane, look out the window, see the tornado blowing at you at 180 miles an hour, and the tornado whacks the and moves the so much air, it picks up the plane and moves it 25 feet.
Yeah.
Mm. You know, I mean, fortunate that the tornado didn't get close, because it would have ripped the plane apart.
You are not cleared for takeoff.
No.
Yeah.
Right. So then they closed the airport down. And I think it opened a little bit yesterday, but it won't be up to full capacity until I think today or tomorrow. But wow. How about that, huh?
Mother Nature.
All right. So we'd be thankful that we weren't in the middle of that, but it's that kind of stuff is scary stuff. There's no question about that. 800-510-8255. Okay, let's get our answer, Richie, to our 2020 news quiz question. Phil is in Williamsport, Pennsylvania, WRK. Hi, Phil.
Bill.
It's Bill with a B.
Bill.
Hi, Bill.
Yes, sir. How are you, sir?
Well, thank you. And how about you?
Fine, thank you.
Good. What do you think the number is?
178.
178 is too low. Hmm. Did you just guess on that, or did you see it and confuse it, or where did that number come from?
I looked at it in the encyclopedia. Oh. I thought it was 178.
No, this is new, like now. This is now info. That's why the
what'd
old stuff.
What'd you say? Encyclopedia?
Yeah, what's that?
Oh,
yeah.
Rich, remember those? They're books.
Do you still have a set of those? That's awesome.
Oh, my God. Phil, give him the old what, too.
Bill.
Bill.
Yes.
Him, too. Yeah. All right, Bill. Thank you for the call. Jim is someplace in New York. Where are you, Jim?
Yeah, I'm in Newburgh.
Newburgh, New York. All right, so that's down near Poughkeepsie, right?
Actually, it's near Stewart Airport.
Stewart Airport.
Yeah, the Air Force Base.
Yeah, but isn't that fairly close to Poughkeepsie?
Poughkeepsie's on the other side of the river.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay.
Yeah. Well, I want the planes over here.
You want the planes from St. Louis over there?
No. I want the C-5As over here.
The C-5As.
The big transport planes.
Yeah, you want them stationed there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like the protection.
All right, you like to pretend. Right, you're going to be invaded by Albany? What's the problem there?
Hey, you never know. Obama's coming to town.
Ah, okay. There we go. All right, so let's move away from Obama coming to town and figure out how many of these new islands there are. What do you think the right number is?
657.
That is correct. How did you know that?
I got to be honest. I Googled it.
That's all right. That's a way to find out. If you get information, doesn't make a difference how you get it, as long as you get it and use it. Right. Hundreds of new islands, 657 to be exact, discovered around the globe. This is pretty amazing. This has not been studied for about 10 or 11 years. And back then, there were 405 that they established. But since then, there have been more, and some of the ones that were there went away. Because that's just the way the Earth works.
I'd like to say that song you played before.
Yes.
That had the sound of Louis Prima.
I think that Louis Prima actually did the original version of Fun, Sunshine, and Love.
See?
If you look at the video, the last frame of the video has Louis
They're
Prima.
Standing on Louis Prima's star on the Hall of Fame.
Right.
Well, is that a fact?
Yes, they are. So check it out.
I will watch that.
All right, good. And you'll love the song, too. All right. Thank you, Jim. Hold on just a second, and we'll give you a nice prize. This is the song to which Jim refers. You can see the video of it today as our video of the day. The UK swing band, the Jive Aces. Bring fun. This is a new theme for Doug Steffen's Good Day.
In this world where we live.
And Dr. Ken will help us become more informed in a moment. Important information on those drugstore hand sanitizers is in our Dr. Ken box at DougSteffen.com.
Welcome to Ask the Mermaid. Sarah from Detroit, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi. Mermaid, listen, you got to help me. My adorable mother-in-law is coming over, and I need to whip up the world's best dinner fast, or I'll never hear the end of it.
Don't panic. Chicken of the Sea is fresh, great-tasting tuna, combined with one of our quick and delicious recipes found on chickenofthesea.com, and your mother-in-law will be speechless.
Well, one can only hope.
Ask any mermaid you happen to see. What's the best tuna? Chicken of the Sea.
Hi, my name is Paula, and I love my CVS Pharmacy. They have relief for everything from headaches to dandruff. And now with price cuts, my wallet feels a lot better, too. They cut prices on hundreds of items I need every day.
Side effects of price cuts include feeling good about yourself, humming, and spontaneously high-fiving total strangers.
Yo, up top.
This week, get Colgate Toothpaste for $1.97 and CoverGirl Lash Blast Mascara for $5.99 when you use your CVS Pharmacy Extra Care card. Now through Saturday, select varieties while supplies last. See store for details.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision.
Neither the sandstorms of the Mojave Desert, nor the dust and dirt of a Texas rodeo, nor the glare of the bright lights of Broadway can keep you from having the clearest vision possible. For no glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket higher and higher, and the profit-hungry cable giants have pushed consumers around long enough. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network professionally installed for free, plus an HD video recorder for free, over 15 premium channels, HD free for life. And if you call in right now, Dish will throw in HBO and Showtime free for 3 months. Dish Network is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-696-2921. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At $24.99, they're giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-696-2921. That's 800-696-2921. Again, 800-696-2921.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. There's a lot of news about bullying. As a matter of fact, it's interesting, Ken, today Emma Watson, we all know her from Harry Potter, been a student at Brown University, and she's leaving because she was bullied out of Brown. I will tell you, my daughter went there for 3 years and disliked pretty much every moment. Brown is one of those Ivy League schools.
Is it snobby?
Is so, over the top with political correctness. And the student clientele.
And your daughter.
My niece went there and confirms what you're saying.
Yeah, just a horror. I wouldn't send anybody to Brown. I wouldn't recommend it for anybody.
Wow.
They are over the top with not only their, what if you don't buy into, this is what happened to Megan. If you don't buy into the advocacy, Megan may have agreed, and maybe Emma Watson agreed with their political philosophies, if you will. But they're so in your face, especially the women. The women are just impossible. And apparently it's getting worse. Megan was a student there, 20 years ago. She went there when she was 18, just barely 18. Yeah, so it was almost 20 years ago. And didn't like it at all. As a matter of fact, when she had the chance to go to Oxford in her junior year, she went, never went back to Brown. So she spent 2 years there, that's what they're saying about Emma Watson. So anyway, the bottom line is there are a lot of children who are younger than these college-age students, Ken, who are being sent to the nurse because they are getting beaten up by kids in elementary school and junior high school, right?
I have a middle school kid, and 25% of middle school kids are being bullied, about 12% of high school kids. This came out of pediatrics that both bullies and their victims take more trips to the nurse's office than other students, but not just for obvious reasons, Doug. Kids involved in bullying were more likely to use the school nurse for illnesses and non-medical symptoms in addition to these injuries, so the school nurse may be the first line for identifying these bullies.
And the CDC study links bullying with things that are going on at home, it would appear.
Those on both sides of bullying are more likely to live with violence at home. Violent family encounters were most common among youth who identified as someone who has both bullied and been victimized.
And if you're a resident of Massachusetts, we have four or five stations in Massachusetts. There are a lot of problems in schools here, more than apparently anywhere else in the country.
It's one of the epicenters of bullying. 1 in 4 students in Massachusetts report being bullied.
I was bullied when I was a student in school. Wasn't called that then, but it was something that had a very marked influence on me, certainly as a child and maybe even into adulthood. This stuff lasts. Right?
It does. Yeah. My daughter touched my heart. She and a few girls went over to another girl in eighth grade. No one would sit with her for a year and a half at lunch.
Really? Your daughter or this other girl?
My daughter went over and sat with this girl.
Yeah. Children are extraordinarily cruel. They have to get that at home. They have to get it at home. So hopefully people hear this and they wake up and do a little more reconnaissance when it comes to their children and their attitudes. Dr. Ken Kronhaus on Good Day.
If you
you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking with LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge. You'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Roxy by Renee Zellweger.
Okay.
From the movie Chicago. Renee Zellweger is 42 today. And interesting things with her body. She looked really sweet and, I don't know, round maybe. That's offensive.
Well, she put on 20 pounds for Bridget Jones.
Yeah, Bridget Jones.
And then she took them off.
Now she looks emaciated.
Yes.
Just ridiculously.
Really?
Oh, ridiculous. It's just
her face always looks. I wonder if she tries to lose weight because her face is fuller.
I don't know, but
because
her
body is always so skinny, but her face always looks a little
awful,
fuller.
Awful. All right. So anyway, her birthday is today. Interesting name too, Renee Zellweger. Great name, intriguing lady. She's 42 today. So we start off movie moments with movie music and a birthday. We also have a birthday celebrant who is the focus of our contest. Chuck Curry is here. He's the author of the blog Entertainment Today and Beyond, which you can connect to by going to Chuck's picture in the contributors box at DougStephan.com. So Chucker will have results of the box office totals over the weekend in a moment. Let's get to our contest. This ought to be fairly easy. This is an older movie, but really set this guy's career into high gear. Here's the first clip.
This country, you've got to make the money first. Then when you get the money, you get the power. Then when you get the power, then you get the woman.
Got it.
Chuck, got it, Chucker?
That's Chuck's favorite, yeah.
Yeah, he likes it. Okay. 800-510-8255. Here's how this works. You be the first caller in with the right answer who has never won on Movie Moments before, and you will get our prize. Here's the next bit of audio.
I always tell the truth, even when I lie.
Would you say, Chucker, you agree with me that this was the movie that really got his career going? Okay,
wonderful.
Well, you think about it. Here we go. Next clip.
Hello to my new friend.
Yeah. All right. This is, maybe you're thinking about the one in which he played the police. And that somebody may guess that, so I won't give the name of the. Would you think that might be the start of his career?
Blu-ray in September.
All right. I didn't hear the first part of that. I don't know where.
Blu-ray.
Your voice was. Yeah. But he said Blu-ray, but the movie's coming out on Blu-ray. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's going to be released on Blu-ray DVD in September.
800-510-8255. Okay. Identify the movie and you win the prize. Chucker has the review of what went on at the box office this weekend. That's coming right up here on Good Day.
Flowers blooming, soccer starting, dust bunnies flying. All signs that say, Candace, stock up at Sam's Club.
Member Candace Reed on the Sam's Club Spring Stock Up event with big savings on brand name essentials like Cascade, Glade, Quilted Northern, and more. Not a member? Join now, get a gift card up to $25, and watch the savings add up.
It's a sure sign you're a Sam's Club.
Stock up for spring April 25th to May 3rd at Sam's Club and samsclub.com. Savings made simple.
Amdro Ant Block presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Ant Block creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Ant Block and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
When you're shopping for a home at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo Home Mortgage Consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
All right, Chucker, what shook out of the box office this weekend?
Okay, Doug, for the second straight weekend, the animated film Rio placed number one, $26.8 million, $81 million in 2 weeks of release. Number two was Tyler Perry's new Madea movie, Madea's Big Happy Family, $25.7 million. The guy can open a film. Critics don't exactly love him, but he makes a ton of money for himself in the studio. Water for Elephants placed third, $17.5 million.
Is that strictly an ethnic crowd that goes to see him?
For the most part, I would say probably about 85%.
Yeah, okay.
So, Water for Elephants placed third, $17.5 million. That's the high end of the expectations. Animated film Hop placed fourth, $12.4 million. $100 million in 5 weeks of release. And Scream 4 ran out the top five. The film dropped off 62% week to week, $31.1 million. I have a feeling we're not going to succeed Scream 5 anytime soon, despite the fact that I really like Scream 4.
Yeah, I know. They didn't ask you before they decided not to produce. That's a shame.
Nice.
Bill is in Genesee, Idaho. Hi, Bill.
Hi, how are you doing?
Well, thank you, sir. How about you?
Great.
All right, what's the name of the movie?
Scarface.
Al Pacino's birthday is today. He's 71, believe it or not. You win the prize, sir. Thank you very much for listening and being here. Hold on a minute. Chuck Curry.